I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to The Afternoon Show on KXT 91.7. We're very excited to have some special guests in the studio today. The music of James Driscoll, Rich Martin, and Don Cento has been described as a conjuring of Duane Eddy, Burton Ernie, and Ennio Morricone. And you can hear their instrumental rock sounds at any number of clubs around town. They occasionally back up other musicians, like Dallas's own Bobby Patterson. And their latest release is called Experiment and Error. The band is Shibboleth, and they're here today to play us a little music. Guys, welcome to KXT.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How about just starting off with a song?
All right.
What are you going to play for us?
We're going to do the first track on that album. This is called the 1912 Horsey Rebellion.
Shibboleth is in the studio with us at KXT 91.7, 1912 Horsey Rebellion. Nice job, guys.
Thank you.
Excellent. So everyone wants to know where you got the name Shibboleth. Tell us how it happened.
It came up, James introduced the name to us when we were forming this band way back when, and I think you overheard it in a conversation and thought it was a fascinating word.
I did, but I think you have the speech prepared to tell us.
If you're looking for the definition, Shibboleth means... sort of a motto or a shared secret or a secret handshake, particular to a certain group or political sect or something like that. And it comes from the book of Judges. It was explained to us that Judge Jephthah was warring with the Ephraimites one fateful day.
See what I mean? He's got it down.
Yeah, got it down pat here. And then in order to tell an Ephraimite from a non-Ephraimite, you had to be able to pronounce the word Shibboleth. Well, the Ephraimites don't have the SH sound in their vocabulary, so they would say Shibboleth. And so you knew off with your head. So all in all, that day they killed 42,000 Ephraimites. It was not a good day to be an Ephraimite.
So you should be sure to be able to pronounce Shibboleth.
That's right, exactly.
It's a little unusual to have a band without a lead singer. Now, how did that happen?
None of us can sing.
Fair enough answer.
It just sort of evolved that way. And Rich kind of started with the material, and it was all instrumental. And we just kind of kept at it. And we enjoy playing with singers, and we like to feature our friends and colleagues with that are more vocally talented than we are.
How about another song for us?
Why not? What are we doing? Error? This is Experiment and Error. This is the title track. Tune up the drum machine here.
Thank you.
KXT 91.7, Shibboleth is here. Experiment in Error is the song. You mentioned you occasionally back up other musicians and singers. How much of a challenge is that?
It's more of a logistical challenge than anything. Musically, it's the rewards kind of make it worth the while, though. You know, we get to cover a lot of different ground, from the soul and R&B stuff with Bobby Patterson, and we get to play with Danny Bayless, or we did a lot of work with Trey Johnson this last year, working on his new record. And who else have we played with, backed up? And I think it kind of all started, well, we've got to play with, Salim, Peter Schmidt, and mm-hmm. Little Jack, and Paul Slavens. We played with him. And
started at our first CD release
show. Yeah.
We had some guest singers, and, trying to find an audience for any music, especially instrumental music, is a challenge. So it just sort of evolved. We started, backing people up when we could. The Bobby thing, I guess, has been not on hold entirely, but I think we're going to try to do some shows with him in the spring coming up.
And hopefully finish a record that we started in the last year with him. So,
what are you listening to these days?
Oh, boy. The Avett Brothers, their new record I really enjoyed a great deal. I've gotten into some contemporary classical music. Kind of sounds highfalutin to say, but I enjoy John Adams stuff. And I don't know, what about you guys?
Rich, what you got here?
Why don't you fire up your new iPod, Rich, that you got for Christmas.
You're talking about his brand new iPhone earlier just got, so yeah.
Rich,
well, whatever it tells me to listen to, that's what I got.
Mainly we just listen to KXT.
Oh, so, that's great. Yeah. Well, can we talk into one more song?
Yeah, I think so. This is Bill Cosby. This is the Peppy number. The drummers settle into a good tempo. Thank you.
Shibboleth on KXT 91.7. Bill Cosby, very nice.
Thank you.
What inspired you to write a song about or titled Bill Cosby?
We just had the song done, and it didn't have a title like most of our songs, and then it was time to press the record, and so...
What are titles change the day before the record.
Literally, titles change the day on the way to the printing.
Fairly arbitrary titles.
Yes. Yeah. When we first started,
they come after the song.
Yeah, we first started. We had a notebook full of songs, all with numbers. So we'd play gigs and say, "Let's play number 37 or number 12."
Instead of untitled, untitled number 2.
Exactly. Exactly.
You've been listening to Shibboleth on KXT 91.7 live here in the KXT studios. James Driscoll, Rich Martin, and Don Cento. Thanks very much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Both of their albums are on sale at iTunes until January 14th, and when you log on through KXT.org, your purchase benefits the station. You can always find complete North Texas concert listings at KXT.org. While you're there, take a look at our live in-studio videos. Guys, thanks so much again.
Thank you.
Sure, thank
this
you.
This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.